Welcome back. In this lesson, we're getting deep into a think system approach for an Amen variation flip in Ableton Live 12, with that old school jungle and darker DNB energy in mind. Now, when I say think system, I mean we're not treating the Amen break like a random chop toy. We're treating it like a phrase engine. Every section has a job. One part launches the groove, another part answers it, another destabilizes it, and another resets the energy. That mindset is what separates a loop from a proper record feeling. The goal here is to build a four-bar Amen variation that sounds alive, musical, and intentional. Something that can sit in a drop, push a transition, or act like a call and response against your bassline. And we're going to do that using stock Ableton Live 12 tools, so you can repeat the workflow without needing a bunch of extra plugins. First, choose a good Amen source. You want one with punch, transients, and a bit of room tone if possible. Not overcooked, not already smashed into oblivion. Drop it into an audio track, and if you need to match tempo, use warping carefully. But for break editing, try not to flatten the natural character too early. The Amen lives on its swing, its attack, and its little imperfections. Do a quick cleanup before you go further. Trim any silence before the first transient. Make sure the clip starts tightly on the first kick. If the sample feels too bright, use a Q8 and gently dip the upper top end, somewhere around 7 to 10 kHz. If it feels too thin, a small bump in the low mids around 120 to 180 Hz can help, but don't overload it if your bass is going to own the bottom. A really useful advanced move here is to duplicate the break track. Keep one copy dry and punchy, and make another copy that you can dirty up later. That gives you a clean reference and a resampling candidate, which is huge when you start making decisions. Now slice the break into playable pieces. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In Ableton Live 12, that sends your slices into a drum rack, which is exactly what we want. For this kind of work, it helps to think in categories: kicks, snares, ghost hits, hats, tails. Put the strongest snare on a pad you can easily repeat. Keep your kick slices nearby, and group the rest logically. This is where the think system really kicks in. Instead of asking what random edit sounds cool, ask what is this slice doing in the phrase. That question changes everything. Now build the first two bars as your anchor phrase. This is your reference groove. It doesn't have to be fancy. It just has to feel solid, recognizable, and alive. Let the main snare breathe. Keep the kick pocket clean enough so the bass can fit later. If the break feels too stiff, add a little groove or swing. Something in the mid-50s% range can give it that push-pull feel, but use your ears. The point is not to quantize the humanity out of it. Also, resist the temptation to over-edit right away. A strong jungle break often works because it has clear hierarchy. One or two strong events matter more than 10 tiny ones fighting for attention. Once the anchor is in place, create the variation flip in bars 3 and 4. And here's the key idea. We're not totally reinventing the break. We're mutating it. We're preserving the identity while changing the conversation. So in the variation, try things like moving a ghost snare earlier, replacing a repeated kick with a hat or tail, reversing a snare tail for a suction effect, or dropping a tiny silence before a snare hit. That last one is powerful. Negative space can hit harder than extra notes. You can also retrigger a ghost snare twice very close together for that urgent old-school feel, or shift one kick a 16th later to create a stumble without losing momentum. These are small moves, but they create the impression that the break is performing, not looping. If you want more control over the hit shape, open key slices in Simpler. Shorten the release so the hits don't blur. Darken ghost notes with the filter. Adjust slice gain or clip gain so the accents and ghosts feel balanced. Then send the whole thing through drum bus for some controlled movement and drive. You usually don't need much boom if your bass is handling the sub, so keep that restrained. After that, a touch of saturator can add density and attitude. Just be careful not to crush the snare edge into mush. This is the moment where the sound starts feeling like a record and not just a MIDI exercise. Now, in old school jungle, layering can help, but it should reinforce, not replace. If the Amen alone doesn't have enough weight, add a focused kick or snare layer underneath. Keep it tight. Keep it mono. High pass it so it stays out of the sub's way. If you can clearly hear the layer as a separate sample, it's probably too loud. You want to feel it more than identify it. Now let's talk automation, because this is where the flip starts feeling performed. Automate auto filter cutoff on the break bus. Open up the high end a little going into the variation, then pull it back if you want the next downbeat to feel bigger. Add a short reverb throw on the final snare of the phrase. Use delay or echo sparingly on a ghost hit or fill slice. You can even drive drum bass slightly harder as the bar builds. Tiny changes here make the whole phrase breathe. A strong arrangement move is to automate a subtle low-pass sweep before the flip, then release it right at impact. That contrast gives you lift without needing a giant riser or overdone effect stack. In jungle, space and tension are often more powerful than obvious build-ups. Now let's get the drums and bass working as a system, because that's where the real power is. Your bass should not ignore the break, and it should not bulldoze it either. Keep the sub simple, mono, and clean. Let the res or mid-bass leave room around the snare. In fact, during the bar 4 flip, consider pulling the bass back a little. Let the drums own that moment. Then bring the bass back in with a fresh stab or moving note on the next downbeat. That contrast is what makes the drop feel like it's moving forward. Think in terms of conversation. The break says something, the bass answers. If both are talking at once the whole time, the mix gets muddy and the energy gets less focused. Once the groove feels right, resample it. This is a very advanced, very useful move. Print the drum bass to a new audio track and commit to the version you like. This makes the arrangement easier, speeds up editing, and forces you to make decisions. MIDI can invite endless tweaking. Audio makes you choose. And in a style like jungle, commitment is often what gives the track its character. After resampling, trim the tail, make a stripped version, maybe process one copy darker, and keep one version ready for intro or outro use. That way you're building a usable drum system, not just a loop. Now place it in a real track context. Maybe your intro starts with filtered break fragments and atmosphere. Then you bring in more energy in the build. The first drop uses the anchor phrase. The switch up uses the variation flip. Then the second drop comes back heavier, with a more aggressive bass answer and a darker texture. At 174 BPM, this kind of structure works really well. You might have a filtered intro for the first 8 bars, then a pre-drop section with break hints, then the main drop, then the variation, then a return with more weight. The listener feels progression, because the break is evolving with purpose. Watch out for the common mistakes. Don't overslice the amen until it loses its identity. Don't distort the top end too much. Don't let the bass fight the kick. Don't keep the whole phrase static for 8 bars. And don't drown the break in reverb. Jungle needs space, but it doesn't need wash. For a darker, heavier sound, darken the ghost notes while keeping the main hits brighter. Add a little grit in the mid-range with saturation or overdrive on a parallel return. Keep the sub simple when the drums get busy. Use stereo width on hats, textures, and effects, but keep the kick and sub centered and disciplined. A really nice extra move is to create one anchor event for the whole phrase. That could be a signature snare placement, a ghost note cluster, or a tiny silence before the reset. Build around that one moment, and the whole thing will feel composed instead of random. Here's a quick practice approach. Load one amen break at 174 BPM. Slice it into a drum rack. Make a clean 2-bar anchor. Duplicate it and create a variation with a reversed snare tail, a shifted kick, and a ghost note fill. Add drum bass and EQ8. Build a simple mono sub and a re-stab that answers the gaps. Automate an auto-filter sweep across 4 bars. Then resample the whole thing and listen to it like a finished phrase. And when you listen back, ask yourself one question. Does bar 3 or 4 feel like a proper turn in the story? If the answer is yes, you're not just programming a break, you're designing a jungle moment. So remember the core idea. Keep the main amen identity intact, mutate only the important moments, make the drums and bass work as a system, and resample when the groove starts feeling real. In DNB, the best amen variation isn't about doing more, it's about making better choices, stronger phrasing, and sharper contrast. That's the think system approach. Tight, musical, dangerous in the right way, and absolutely built for old school jungle energy.